And at this time, we are visiting with South Loup head football coach Matt Jagler, who joins us on our fall sports preview. Coach, before we get into talking about the team, how was your summer? Did you stay busy?
Oh, yeah. I was pretty busy. Did some fun things, but it was way too short.
Yeah. I know summer has become a big part of preparation for the upcoming season. Talk about your team over the summer. I know the weight program is always big over the summertime. Just talk about some of the things maybe your team did over the summer.
Yeah, we had our regular weights and had a good turnout this year. You know, the kids really showed up and worked hard all summer. And then as far as camps go, we didn't go to a team camp anywhere. We just had two little camps in June, one in June, one in July, just ourselves. And you know, that's about all we did. It wasn't a whole lot.
Matt, as I visit with you today, I can't help but think back to, I guess it would be 3 years ago. We were talking during the season about a lot of young kids at that time that were playing as freshmen, kind of taking their lumps a little bit. Now that group is all grown up. You're receiving a lot of preseason recognition kind of coming into the season. You got to be really proud, don't you, of this group of seniors that just kind of stuck it out when they were younger and just continue to blossom coming off a good season a year ago.
Yeah, those, you know, the seniors this year, they pretty much started the whole time since they were freshmen. And, you know, their freshman year we were 0-8, and their sophomore, we were 3-5. But those five seniors pretty much started, and you know, they've really grown up, and you can tell. I mean, they're definitely well experienced.
Yeah. Let's talk about the team more, Matt. How many do you have out this year?
Looks about like right around 25, 26, somewhere in there. So a lot more than we have had the last 3 years.
As you've worked through the first few days of practice and worked through fall camp getting ready for the start of the season, what are some things that have stuck out to you most so far?
Well, for one, it's the kids' focus, determination, how hard they're working in practice. You know, everyone is just ready to go and listening and learning, and, you know, we're going to get better each day.
Talk about the people you have helping you this year, Jack. Talk about your assistant coaching staff.
It's the same as it has been. Andy Schwartz, of course, is our offensive coordinator. And then we have Mike Wawrzyka there who's been with us. And then Todd Phelps has been with us the last couple of years.
I'm sure as a head coach you appreciate that continuity, don't you? You seem like a group that really exchange ideas and work well together.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the most important things, you know, is being able to work with your assistant coaches and have them help. And, you know, just you see something that you don't like, you tell them. They see something they don't like, they tell you. And you fix it as a group.
Matt, we're going to be there for your season opener when you open against Elm Creek. I've got to ask you a little bit about that matchup because Elm Creek is going to be led by a young man who, his name is familiar to me and a lot of South Loup people, and that's Blake Schwartz. That's going to be a neat way to open the season, isn't it, with him bringing his team in?
Yeah, it really will. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, we've played Elm Creek the last couple of years, and Blake has been on their staff, but now, you know, him with the reins, it's going to be, well, I don't know how that's going to look.
It's
going to probably be a lot like us.
Kind of a family reunion in a way, huh?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Coach, I'm going to get you out of here with this. I want you to complete this statement for me, if you would. South Loup will be a tough team to contend with if
we stay injury-free. If we can avoid injuries, that's going to be a big step. You know, that's all in D2 football, that's the way it is. So if the injuries, that's the main thing.
Well, Coach, it's going to be a real fun, exciting season. Can't wait to follow your group through it, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck in 2023.
Thanks, Brent, and thanks for the coverage.
Coach Matt Jagler joining us on KCNI KBBN Radio.